Yosef, Yilad Dalit. So the more it discusses, you have a choice between your parents and father sees something, mother does something. Who should go first? The more says that father goes first because you're mechayiv kibbutz and your mother's mechayiv kibbutz, and therefore the father goes first. So Shaila is what exactly is the keder of that. The Mechaber says, father says, give me water, your mother says, give me water. You go, keep it out there. The Pesach Tshuva discusses that, he says, the Chayr is dafka, something which, something like only Ashkenimayim, which she's supposed to give her husband a cup of water. If something which she's not supposed to, all things are paying Shulchan Aruch. Then, Pesach Tshuva says, Amalei Lassas Lam Malacha Shishneim Shavim, they're equal. And there's the Pesach Tshuva saying that you said Allah of the Allah is that being that your mother is mechuyev to this, your father, and you're mechuyev to your father. Your mother wants it, so therefore you should do it like that. I think if the scenario is a situation where your mother is not mechuyev to your father, which is not a random thing, which she doesn't have to do for her father, for her husband, sorry, then he wants to say that the Chor should be Shneim Shavim.
Chor is right, but Stam Kovid is not included. Indirect Kovid is not included in the Mitzvah Kibbutz.
What do you mean?
For sure, the stamp covered all the whole need in my rib, Vahule.
Right. What's being right? When the Quran is being right, we see that covered, having a covered for your husband, is indirect. So we come over here because your mother has to give a name. It's like, where does the father, where does it get that the father goes before the mother if the Hulim being happy husband is not indirect? So where should that come from? So it's not really a raya because, number one, even if it's darbanan, okay, we just want a darbanan level. Okay, so the Mitzvah Kibbutz, they're equal. So now, being that the Muslim Chuvah to the Kavod is in Indian Kibbutz Midrabanan, so, you know, could be that's also.
What?
And she has a wife Chuvah to Mechavod or Azim, right? So on the Mount Kermis, we brought down over there from, was it a Dak? That she's not supposed to call husband by the first name, right? You have the Mount Kermis second?
This is the derisive of it?
That's the Shiloh, yeah. That's the Shiloh. If there's it in there, ice or Shiloh is in the Darbani, it's still the same Allah. What's different? It's still Machriya. It's still going to be Machriya in the Darbani. Still going to be Darbani. If it's no Shiloh, it's not going to be a thing. It says, but after. Maybe Afal Pikein says, "Ain't din zebar." Maybe there's a sad to say that no, that it's a more of a general type of thing, and therefore, being as she's supposed to be mechaber him, therefore, even maybe this thing's not directly related to it, still maybe this should be this. Still maybe this should be a din kadima. And the brings down that what's the halach in the case of a gershon if they get divorced? So the Gemara says halashin that you put in between them and indeed. Now the mechaber gershon, what happens when they're divorced? It says that you put it in between them, you can't get involved. You can't do one before the other one. Because if you do your father for your mother, your mother for your father, by Gershon, so that's a bizoyin. And the whole part of by Gershon is incorrect. The whole part by Gershon is that there's no Kedima. Fine, very nice, no Kedima. But in the Mela, if there's no Kedima, so then why, if you do one for the other one, that's a bizoyin. So maybe you have no right to do one before the other one. Rashi learns that no. Since the Gersh is named Shavim, that you could do Hatzikol and you could do whichever one you want. How do we paskin? Chaver paskins like Rashi, Megresh is Me'alvish named Shavim, Ezmim, Shiyurtsa, Yakdim. Then whichever one you want, you're able to go ahead and pick whichever you want. Peshuvah does mention, even it's not when the Alayim was Allah, who goes first? Father. She does mention but again giving her stuck who goes first, father or mother. Smash Lin Lifis Metfisa, it says Ain Kodamas. Who didn't balishal Mazink Sus second Limai? Says that Ish is Kodamalisha Ish when we gave a Mazink Sus. So in that case it's an Akram, the mother would be before the father. Let's say you started doing something for your mother and then your father came along and asked you to go in and do something. What's the luck in that type of situation?
What?
He started doing something for your mother and then your father. Is it something with the mitzvah? Yeah. He's a chayes mitzvah. And then you would be mamshik what you're doing. Pesukim discusses, what about Niskashish name Shavan? What about Almana? If father told you to do something after Maisai, and the Ima Almana says do the opposite, what should you do?
Sadigar.
Navida says, what?
Sadigar, no.
The what?
The mother said, the father said after the one son should be around, but the mother said it was a mistake.
So if Pesach Shuvah says you do keep it out, you do keep aim. Why? Because Kavach is always better.
Even after
Moshe? No, Kavach is better, what's the stuff saying? Then it brings down the Kivayis from Samech Chesed, it's not true from the Beis Yisrael Shani Vav. They say, Kaddish al Imoi, B'chai Aviv, the father's Makri shouldn't say, cover of the Kibbutz of his other Mekaveim, and he doesn't say the Tshuva is covered by Odif. And it says, the Kivayger is Mashmah, they don't see this cloud of that covered Chai is going to be Odif.
Before he brings us in out the Beitera,
it's not given the epic of Avim Meis, Vitzivah Elim HaKadosh, Ima HaKbedes. And as he says that, now that's Talianus. Do you say about a Kavachai Adav or not? And he's not going to say that, but he says to say that there would not be such a din. Fine. Now, the Negev didn't love the Vetar is very Negev. I mean, I hope it's not so. That's a Negev, but it says what exactly the Gav is. I'm going to love the Vetar, but it's simple. Let's say, if you miss the Vetar, they should really fast. I'm going to drive even Darbanan, you'll listen to them, the Yishmael. And Makar is in verses of Anivat Achai B'Kvaydei, and therefore if your parents tell you that to do something, you don't listen to them. What's the Makar in this Darbanan? Where does that come from? Why is the Darbanan also doing this with your parents? Either the businesses or course Lay Sasser, that's one thing. Even Lay Sasser, still, it's a covet of Makim listening to Darbanan. So a lot of covet of Makim goes before covet of your parents, and therefore there would be an aspect of Lay Sasser.
Of somebody who was a yasim for his father, and he said he's not drinking because of the kibbutz for his father. But his father always said it like when he just
really.
It's a double thing. It's
okay, so the other time the first thing was the get of laval de vetar. When do we say this? Derais, so we see this also derabanan. The basic argument is that the father says you should not fast. Don't do tanesim. Don't do tanesim. If son is doing a lot of tenesim, do you have to listen to it or not? So it's definitely depends on Sefer Chassidim that if your father does not do tenesim, you have to listen to them if they're mitzvah, because it's not a kind of shochev, you have a chuyiv to do it. It's just a chumra. It sounds like someone which is a midis chedes chumra ba'am is something you have a chuyiv to do. Then he wants to say, you know, you shouldn't go ahead and
it's
do
not
it.
Related to them. Why
they might starve from it.
And why all these things? Why is this whole shiloh?
So it might be steerest varv. Might go on steerest varv. The question is.
Steerest varv.
Yeah. It's the Torah. They might starve. They might starve them. And then if it's bothering them, it's starve them. Now there's so much related to this. Mitz sefer chassidim
b'sachim
is on the side. There's, let's say there's an interesting shiloh. If your parents tell you not to go up there, it's Israel. And you want to go over there, it's a strong. Do you have to listen to your parents or not? You should go from your land. So the message brings down Dafka Lech Lecha Me'atzucha. You had to go up there, it's Israel, because Terek was a Russia. We see Sefer Chas of a Russian Kilaveim. Bezunder Heter. But normal. If your parents say not to go there, it's Israel. Don't have to listen to them. And you've got to chayav kvaydei. And that thing, halavar al devrei mitzvah.
Or lech also.
Right.
You're going to be with the time.
Yeah.
So it was
lav dafka to that one. Right. It's good to have a machlikas. Mechalikis, whether by mitzvah yishuv eretz yisrael, do you have to listen to your parents or not? What's the taich? Why should it be different than any regular than any other mitzvah? This is a famous mahalach from Rashi Feinstein, says the mahalach. It's brings it down. It's mahalach for every mitzvah. So Leviticus, we also have a very similar concept that why isn't every single else? Some of you are planning on going back to Chasaretz one day. So there's a mahalach Chasaretz. What's your attitude to go back to Chasaretz? Why isn't every single person mechuyev and have to live in Eretz Yisrael? There's a mitzvah to live in the Holy Land. And what's your excuse for living in Chutzlaretz?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
For what? So, the base of the Mahat, the Deek and the Rambam says that the two dinu comes to Eretz Yisrael. There's one din that there's a Isra to leave Eretz Yisrael. Somebody who lives there, somebody who's staying, gets planned. You like plan staying, right? You may have Isra Yitzhiyah. The only way you could leave is if you have a couple of reasons, whether it could be for panos or what? But not to malagami reason. Whatever because of the couple of situations, maybe for if you get married or keep your marriage alive, whatever the situation is, there are certain scenarios where it's going to visit Issa Yitzhiyah, like do it's time to go on vacation, very, very not push it. Not to go to my friend and I want a free ticket to Schweiz and trying to figure out is there a better to go? Doesn't know. Maybe there's no hetter to leave, and there's only a certain time. There's the issur yitzia of leaving chutzlaretz. There's another din of mitzvah to leave Eretz Yisrael. I'm digging the Rambam, but the mitzvah to leave Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah chiyuvus. It's an optional mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvus. It's a mitzvah chiyuvus. You don't find a call to a kula. Come on, yeah, totally optional. You can do it. Yes, if you don't do it, you won't get any einish. Sittis is when I have dalek hamis. I have a chiyuv, but it's a shchiyuv. When I want to eat, I have a chiyuv to go to a shchiyuv. But it's a total optional. Optional mitzvah, and being that it's totally optional mitzvah, therefore that's really the heter. So people, therefore, we have to be doing cheshbonos. Why do we live in chutzlaretz? Whatever the cheshbonos are, you don't want to live in the Middle East. So
well,
that's
the second is if you want to live forever.
If you no, not living here, it's. I mean, it's optional. It's kiyumis.
Well, not living here in the first place.
Not for a place of mitzvah to live here. If you don't live here, it's not a bittul mitzvah, it's an optional mitzvah. There's a second thing, once somebody lives here, you're here. It's all to leave is this, so you'd see it.
Even if it's not ever, you still think 2 days?
If you never plan on staying, so then it's not cool that you're living here. It's not cool that there's Issa Yitzhiyah. It doesn't come from vacation. He came for Pesach. You'll see there's Issa Yitzhiyah. There's Yitzhiyah, somebody who lives here to be weaker, is the Rasay. Why, he's never planned on staying here? To keep one day?
He's living here.
I say? Alright.
If I plan to stay here for 7 years, 5 years.
Okay, so whatever. If you never planned on staying, then there's no Issa Yitzhiyah. If you plan on staying, it's a little more complicated. Huh?
It's gonna be a good score one day.
Wait, what?
Good score one day, Psach.
Okay. But anyhow, so the way it says, don't say the Machlokes is that that's the goof of the machlekes. Machlekes is, do you say something which is not a chiyav, just an optional mitzvah, is it a kiyuv aleihem or not? That's the way. Whereas the machlekes by mitzvah yishar so, is being that's a mitzvah kiyumis. Parents tell you not to do mitzvah kiyumis, so is there a din of mitzvah yishar tzol or not? Do you say that the machlekes mitzvah kiyumis, there's no din kiyuv aleihem, can you not have
it
waited?
Is it all chavol v'chayim
b'sim? No, this is the other one. Ramesh says it's a stam zayit. So the other shtel suvi zayit to this machlekes, the pang yafis with my bet.
Apparently say don't wear
that get a dog conscious. Can I tell you not to whatever? Yeah, could be. No, it's not my thing to go ahead and do it. But you know, that's the immediate side thing. Now could be there's another plan why it might be differences. This is also a shaila, in other words, if we are in the midst of the garmi, maybe also it's worse. Perkins once at this fire. I'm trying to think where we came to see it. We actually like this. The shaila was a therapist told the kid to break up relationship with his parents. So it'll be healthy for him. Just told him to never speak to his parents ever again. And that's the way to go. So the shaila was, so one part of the shaila was Michelle Ben, right?
Michelle Ben.
What?
In case of Michelle Ben, that's the only way for him to help.
All right, so Berkowitz said a start, see where it fits in the Suga. He said, like, we don't find that maybe that's only a temporary thing. If we're right,
to
not take the mitzvah legami, says Loy Matsano, that. What do you say?
You want them to see other parents go out of their mind.
Parents call me, and you're starting to be kaych. I mean, you have shalom, you're starting to be kaych. You have shalom, somebody else to take them and like and karai. But the other thing, if it doesn't say over there, you just, somebody's taking care of them, then you're never, never visiting them, you're not going to see.
You have to
see
them.
What?
You
left them.
Yeah.
They left them. Just have a try from there. Oh, yeah, show me that. That's when the mitzvah is not shaykh. Okay, Mishal Shaban. Okay, two names, that's where I want to check out again where it was. Vakapanem. Yeah, so anyhow, that's the way we have Nachal. Parents have a mitzvah chiyuvitz, don't listen to them, kumis, maybe a kibbet some achlekes. Something was a mitzvah chesidus ba'alma, then avada that is, that you don't listen to them. In other words, so what about this case? The guy told his parents he can't come to them because of the Erev, right?
Well,
wasn't here,
that was in the
show. What did I say? I spoke about what?
I told
you
the show.
Animation, though,
but
I can't
hear.
What? So you didn't have to listen to it? No, so he doesn't want to come anymore to his parents because he doesn't want to carry the air. So. No, so the Shaila is, well, first you have to know, like, so it depends on what your stockless Torah's air of is. Depending where. If it's air, which is not good, so you live in. I don't pick a place, right? Whatever, so isn't, you know, I think the regular fish don't carry any platters, right?
No.
Okay, so now you marry to a nice Heimisha family, and they're like, well, it's, you know, let's design a nice hummus. So, whatever. You know, they might also, you know, maybe she'll just ram the rice, so, and, you know, sister in law is making a Shabbat Shabbat breakfast, then.
Why
did she
go and
not
carry?
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. That's practical.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Depending on, it basically depends on whatever. If it's just on which is a chumra ba'alma, then depends where the chumra is coming from. In other words, it's just she got to ask more on chumra. There's mitzad you and there's mitzad your parents. There's two separate things. You know, mitzad. You, so just to go to ask, like, you know, Mr. Krause brings down a story that somebody was by his mother who didn't cover her hair properly. And so he's like, he turned his eyes away when he made Kiddush. And like, the mother was insulted.
Mm-hmm.
So Pasha closed your eyes?
Because
she has to be in that case, that's right. So he's very upset. But still, like, my eye, like, my own mother, I'm saying, you could close your eyes. Would it be my, even though there's a shita, which holds. Really, it could be supposed to know why, but you know what the mitzvah is like. You know what are you doing in that situation? It's sort of then that the guy didn't sit in his parents' sukkah because it wasn't the chazanish. I am a deminer, right? It's the thing fish used to give like every Shabbos like all this. We got the okay, so whatever. You have to know. You know, basically, when it comes to chumras, you just have to have it's shikol das. When sometimes you say yourself, when yes, your mouth win, not he win. Not to imagine. Let me tell you, Etzem Kirvaim, so weiter. What do we have so far? We have something which is a Chiyav, you know, I listen to them. Something which is like a Mosul, the Chassidus Ba'alma, like a Tanish and a Chayva, you're supposed to listen. The question is, where does something like this fit in? Basically, it depends on whether what the Ikratin is, how much of a Chomer it is, what the, you know, that's basically, you know, what they tell you, whether, like, where you are, why you are, you know, what the Matzah of, what?
Where does it fit with the Murray? All these things come like you should not have done anything.
No, because they're asking you to come to, they're asking you to come and have them. So this girl says, what's the problem? Isn't it? You visit them on Sunday. Okay, but I'm not sure, like, you know, they're waiting for Shabbos either. They don't understand it so well. They like to have it for Shabbos either. But basically, it depends whether it's something which is a Chumra Ba'alma than about the one. So, sometimes a Chumra Ba'alma you do for yourself, not for when it inconveniences other people. Mashen Kain, if it's something which is more, make it then. They want you, what? You don't want to use the Cheshmal. Let's tell you what your stackless song that is. Is that just a Chomer Ba'alma, or is that something which is. Pesachu brings down Benegay Minyan. Pesachu Chabez. He says that Chomer brings down that you want to dive in basic classes, they dive in better Kavana, the mother doesn't want it. You don't have to listen to them. Because the, you know, that's something which is when I have more kavana, better kavana, so then in that situation, then you would not be able to go ahead and.
What?
That's the Yechsidus, no? It's not a Yechsidus, it's a Yevachiv, it's not properly, you know. So. saying.
If I want to daven with them, but you think you daven better in your place than your own person?
That's what he said. Yeah, it's a tshuva. Let's say your father asks if his language is unhealthy. Father says, if you don't give me this cigarette, I won't be with you in this world and in the next world. I will hate you forever. So that was the question. Do you have to go listen to your parents or not? So Zog, the base, you do not have to listen to them because the doctors tell you not to go ahead and do it. Now the question is, how do we shall sue? So does you, if they ask you for a cigarette, does that apply or not? So
is it considered sakana?
Yeah. Well, that's an answer is that if the doctor says for him it's sakana, he has lung cancer, then if it's just the clothing sticker, like smoking is no good type of thing, so then
why is it different?
Because it's not a straight up sakana. If doctor is no good, it's straight up whatever. Smoking. And one, anyhow, each cigarette alone, right? My son's always saying it. Why smoking else is dangerous? Well, one cigarette's not dangerous.
Maybe it's
so when are you ready for this, sir? When are you ready for this, sir? If you take one, you only take one in your life, maybe, sir?
They say one cigarette
is terrible. Okay, anyhow. But yeah, kisses and give me follow one cigarette. So that one's not the SM. That's not the SM. Because the Dreisa, the Rabbanans, Chumas, you have to listen to them. Chumas is Anidin. And basically, things, Minhagim is brought down. You don't know if it's a Minhag which has a real Makar. So you're not going to listen to them. You would not be able to listen. One last law, because if I tells you to be not to talk to a certain person, it should be Moichalim. So Yantuchash Shavasai, what's the reason why? Because that's called Lavar Al. That's called Lavar Al Divrei
Torah.
Be a guy, be mutter. So Shaila really comes in right over the years, all those cases, and as the parents get divorced, now it's Yom Shavim. And if the mother says, if you go to dad for Pesach, it's really going to hurt me a lot.
What?
If you go to your father for Pesach, it's going to hurt me a lot. So what's going to be a lot of that case?
His name
is Shirtza. What?
Whatever you want.
It's a name Shava. It's name Shava. The question over here is.
She doesn't want to go to her.
It's not Shava anymore.
What?
Yeah, but she doesn't want to go to her. She wants to deny going to
her. It's not Shava anymore because since she's going to be the Tsar,
The question, but she's telling you to do something. She's telling you to do something not Peseder, maybe. She's saying, which Lava David Torah. Don't talk to your father. Mazda.
So she tells you, I'm so Tsar when you go. That means that. Now she was able to circumvent the
Isser,
but
why?
She didn't tell you, don't go.
She said, don't go.
What do you mean? That's what she doesn't say. She says, I'm so bizarre when you go.
Upset her. The question is that, what Pasha, what is she telling not to keep a vein? What's that?
She said, you avoid
the keep a vein. That's being loud. Now, the question is if there's a good reason why. He wants you. That's the same shavim. That's not. That's part of the same shavim. It's the reason why. Let's say the father's magging the mother.
Father's what magging?
Magging the mother, or whatever he did. Saying, so there's a good reason why. So the question is, I guess it's right. So what's the issue over here? The issue over here is don't be meichel say plainy or don't be plainy because you're being over also listening to Shemudi. Unless you're doing something wrong. So the question is, maybe we'll discuss it next time, different cases, but it's getting late. But whether, if there's a Siba watch, there's a right to hate him, he didn't give her a get. So we're allowed to hate such a person, right? So then, if there's a Siba, then it won't be a Labar Adivetara. Now, usually it's very, very gray and very, most divorces are not so pretty. What?
No divorce.
I can't say no, but I'm not talking about Tommy. He had a couple over the years, but it's not whatever. But because if it's leave Siva, then it's like, well, listen, if it's with the Siva. When it's a lock, it's the issue, Isha, then.
Because that's this Kibabin. The worst case is Samga. The worst case is Samga. We have Kibabin. And it's a Kibabin for Russia.
Okay, so I have to get the Sivir Hest. Okay, I'll come back and get the Sivir Hest. Now, I'll go on nice lach is that when we get Ishva Isha, Shama Kibbe Kibbe Lemayr, Shalav, Isha is not the other last list, Kibbe Lemayla, she's part of Kibbe Lemayla, but the Suv Niskash is also the same shop. Because the Isha is part of Kibbe Lemayla, why? Because she's Meshubba Tidabayla. So first, Isha is only part of something which is steered to the Bayla. About a Moira, she has to do, she has to stand up for her father, that's not a stira to the Shiva to the Baal. It's only something which would be a stira, then that's what she's going to be a potter. The Shach brings down, the Baal is not Makbid. She says to her, then it's not going to be a problem. It's only when the two things are somewhat of a stira to each other, then it's going to be a problem. Now we're going to see, we'll just leave over the Kasha, that there's a whole shaila in terms of whether you chiv in kibbutz of Yishvar.
Yalei Rusev.
So there's a question which people ask that, how does it work? If you're chiv with Yishvar and your wife is chiv to you, so it's come out that your wife is chiv with Yishvar. Taki say that Yishvar is part of the name because of being that chiv to you. Well, you're chiv to your father. You're chiv to Yishvar, so come out. We have a little bit of a...
It's like Tesis, really.
What?
Is it like Tesis Kasha?
A little bit. So there, we're not going to want to be right. Maybe not because we keep it a Shvera. And so I guess we'll... I guess we'll save it for Mitch next time. I guess next